From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, the House and Senate have approved a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The bill will now be sent to President Trump for his signature. Senators overwhelmingly approved the bill Thursday, a vote of 98-2, a day after the House and Senate agreed on the terms. The House had already passed the bill with a vote of 419-3. Lawmakers had pushed for more Russia sanctions in response to Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies the charges and objects to the passage of new sanctions against his country. He has threatened to retaliate, although he has not yet said how. The bill is designed to affect a wide range of Russian industries, hitting the country squarely in the pocketbook. Simmering White House tensions broke into the open Thursday as President Trump's new communications chief, Anthony Scaramucci, denounced those who leaked damaging and embarrassing information about the administration by beginning a searing, coarsely worded campaign aimed at his internal rivals. Scaramucci denounced White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and the president's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, in a profanity-filled interview with The New Yorker, which the weekly magazine published online Thursday. He called Reince a paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac. He spoke to the Washington correspondent for The New Yorker, Ryan Lizza, in a telephone interview. Scaramucci then turned his attention to Bannon, whom he accused of using his position to advance his own reputation. This is news from the Voice of America in Washington. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed Thursday outside a revered holy site after Israel removed security measures. Robert Berger reports.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City on the site Jews call the Temple Mount. The violence erupted after Israel removed the last remaining security measures from the site and Palestinians returned there after a two-week boycott. Israel set up metal detectors, security cameras, and railings at the compound after Arab gunmen killed two Israeli policemen there, but the move sparked Palestinian riots. Palestinians described the measures as humiliating to Muslims, and they accused Israel of trying to seize control of the third holiest place in Islam. They refused to enter the mosque through Israeli security and held tense prayer protests on the streets. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Clashes erupted in Caracas, Venezuela Thursday between anti-government protesters and security forces. A 48-hour labor strike is underway in the country. The clashes come just days before the election of a National Assembly that will rewrite the Constitution. U.S. General Mark Milley, the chief of staff of the Army, says North Korean missile technology may be advancing faster than expected. He spoke Thursday in Washington as North Koreans concluded a day of remembrance to mark the anniversary of the signing of an armistice that called for a temporary end to the war in Korea. Milley said North Korea is extremely dangerous and more dangerous as the weeks go by. The top American military official in uniform, Marine General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said Thursday there had been no change yet to Pentagon policy on transgender personnel. His comments to the military came after President Trump's announcement of his plans to ban transgender people appear to catch senior officers by surprise. General Dunford said the U.S. military would, quote, treat all of its personnel with respect. And the founder and CEO of Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos, has overtaken Bill Gates of Microsoft and is now the world's richest man, based on Thursday's stock prices for the corporations that make up the bulk of their wealth. Forbes magazine says Bezos is now worth about $90.5 billion. Gates, it's just over $90 billion. That's news at this hour. There's more from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.